Mayor, Mr. Speaker. Born in San Francisco, California. His wife is Myra. As he says here that he knew the honeymoon was over when he stopped helping her with the dishes and he started doing them himself. His daughter is Hannah Ziva, and they were just in the gallery behind me earlier, Mr. Speaker. What a beautiful family he's got. He's an attorney. He's attended Harvard, Cambridge, Hastings School of Law, and he says here that he didn't graduate. He settled out of class. He served as a law clerk. He served as a law clerk, and he said one time his law office was held up. The stick-up man lost $200. He's in his third term in the House, and he claims here to have perfected a very effective way of cutting debate short. He likes to interrupt. He's a past board member of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Anchorage, also board member experimental program to stimulate competitive research, special interests, hockey, fishing, travel, reading, and arguing. And in his statement, he says, old 40-year-old lawyers never die. They just lose their appeal. Please rise and help me sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ethan.
Jenny Berkowitz.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to thank my friend from Nome, and I think there's got to be something auspicious about celebrating my 40th birthday in a room with 40 people. So, yeah. But I count myself as a lucky man. We're fortunate people, and I hope we take advantage of this session to make the most of it. So thank you all very much.
Representative Berkowitz. Any other special orders? Representative Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Request permission to speak on the Light Fantastic and Other Natural Wonders.
With bated breath.
Mr. Speaker, this evening at 7:30, Professor of Physics and Director of the Geophysical Institute, Roger Smith, will be giving a presentation on the aurora, not only the aurora on Earth here, but the aurora on several other planets. And it will have a very colorful PowerPoint display with lots of images taken from on Earth here, from rocket ships and from the Hubble telescope. Should be very interesting. So 7:30 at the Centennial Hall. And this is the first of four similar presentations by members of the science faculty at UAF. And they will occur on subsequent Mondays this month. So every Monday at 7:30 Centennial Hall, there will be an interesting lecture. So you're all welcome. Thank you.
Representative Davies. Representative Dyson.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe the Sunday Daily News had an article about one of Alaska's is down grooming trails for the Winter Olympics, and it happens to be a young man from Chugiak, Ben Powell, and he has served certainly South Central Alaska's ski trails very well. Apparently he has innovated a lot of equipment that has made it go better, and other people are now copying it. He's certainly a credit to his community, our community, as is his entire family. And his success in all these things has nothing to do with his having been a deckhand on my boat for 3 years. Well.
Representative Dyson. Representative Mulder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Request permission to speak on the state's foremost cheerleader.
Without objection.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I didn't want to extend debate today on the bill, so I didn't point out or make the statement then. But it's something that, as I was analyzing the appropriation that was put forward to us by the governor originally, it struck me as curious, Mr. Speaker. As we all know, it's easy to allocate or advocate for spending more money. It's much more difficult to take an active stance yourself. And, Mr. Speaker, what struck me when I first analyzed this and gave somewhat of a jaded eye to the appropriation for ATIA occurred to me that the best thing that could be happening right now, and perhaps at the lowest cost, is if we had a chief executive in administration who were out traveling the Western United States. We all know that the Western United States is where the majority of our tourists come from. If they were out going to the media markets in the Western United States, having press conferences and meeting with those publishers, talking about that Alaska this year is an affordable, attractive, and safe location, we'd have far more impact doing that than appropriating $6 million. He would reach a lot more people. And Mr. Speaker, I just hope that the administration hears that appeal, recognizes the opportunity, and seizes upon it.
Representative Mulder. Representative Croft.
Permission to speak briefly on Leave No Child Behind.
Without objection.
I had the pleasure to clerk for Judge Fitzgerald before I got into this job, and the Fitzgeralds and the Stevens understand we can't use names of members of this body or the other, but U.S. Senator Stevens' family were close friends and had a bunch of children each at the same time, so their children played together and skied together. They were all, both the families and the children, active skiers, and so they would make trips together, and Judge Fitzgerald told me about one big excursion loading all the kids into the station wagon, and like I said, five Stevenses and five Fitzgeralds, and they all go down and ski, and they all get back to town, end of a day, nice day skiing. They lived right close to each other, so they're getting the kids out of the car. Notice instead of 10 Stevenses and Fitzgeralds, they had 9. And so this caused, admittedly, some panic, and they drove back, and it was a funny story that I'd heard then. And when we had the chance to talk to the member of the other body about this and confirm whether it's true, because not all of Judge Fitzgerald's stories were true, his sole comment was, yeah, that was me.
Representative Curtula.
Comment on the rest of the story.
Without objection.
Yeah, the rest of that story is that the member of the other body went into the restaurant and proceeded to run up quite a rather large bill before his family arrived back to rescue him. And when asked what had happened and the bill, he said, I knew my father would pay.
No, I won't go there. Any other special orders? Madam Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday, February 6th.
See you on Wednesday.